USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 60% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Israel's health ministry says it may have observed a link between the COVID vaccine and heart inflammation in young men. A new study found a probable link between the second dose of Pfizer vaccine and cases of myocarditis in men aged 16 to 30, reporting 275 cases of the condition among more than 5 million vaccinated people. Immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden tells CBS News that the number of cases don't indicate a higher than normal risk, but says it's important to investigate all of these possible links.
Pfizer has weighed in, the CDC has weighed in, and the European Medicines Agency, and they all feel that the incidence of myocarditis that has been seen here is not more than one would see in the general population, and therefore is not a cause for concern. However, it is important to raise awareness among physicians that this is something they should be on the lookout for, that feeling of chest pain and discomfort. And another thing to keep in mind is that 95% of the cases observed in these Israeli men were mild.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some lawmakers have questions about the White House's new defense budget and what they believe is a weakening of the U.S. Armed Forces. Tim Berg has more.
On any given day, the United States Navy has 100 ships deployed around the world, one-third of its current fleet, but that is much smaller than during the Reagan buildup during the 1980s when the Navy had nearly 600 ships. Today's deployments have grown long and frequently tax both crew and equipment as threats continue in the post-Cold War era. That's why the new $715 billion Biden defense budget is raising eyebrows among Republicans who believe it makes the United States vulnerable in a possible future war with China.
I know our allies and the American public have to be very concerned that this administration believes that our military needs to be scaled down at a time where the threats are scaling up.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans. Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. Associate head coach John Shire will reportedly take over the program after Coach K's retirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.